Hi there. Welcome to our Intentional Living Center live today. I think there's two kinds of people when it comes to in-law relationships. Two kinds of people, all right? Those that have a good relationship with in-laws, or a great relationship, or a growing relationship with in-laws, or those that are struggling, painful relationship, difficult, hurtful, damaging relationships. And I'm going to share with you what I believe. I've got a top 10 list here for in-law relationships. I'm going to start with the number one on my list of creating a healthy relationship with your in-laws. You ready? Phone lines are open, by the way. I'd love to have you come and join me. Tell me what you're doing to have a good relationship with in-laws, or a question you have. Are you ready? Let's get going.
Welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a conference speaker and coach, and your advocate for the family. Our lines are open, so call now, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now from the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, where we want to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and our phone line is open. Not every day on the program do we have it live today in terms of taking your calls. Our phone line is open. What do you do, one thing, to grow or build that relationship with your in-laws, or a question you have for me? 888-888-1717. This is a big deal. Very important. In fact, we're beginning the series today, and then tomorrow I go into teaching and expanding on these top 10 on how to have this high-stake relationship with your in-laws to be healthy and growing. Here's the number one thing you're going to hear from me during this series. I believe that everything is foundational to this one thing, that your job and my job when it comes to in-law relationships is to help the person that you love, your family member, to be successful in that relationship. What does that mean? Let's say you have your brother is married and you don't have a particularly good relationship with your sister-in-law for any number of reasons. And you may get caught up in that. It may be difficult for you, and you may be angry, and you may be frustrated. But you know that the frustration that you have there can create a problem for your brother in that relationship. And so your number one job is to help as much as you can to live at peace and harmony and support with your sister-in-law to help your brother be successful in that relationship. Let's say that you're a father-in-law. Your number one job is to make sure that your son or daughter, to encourage that relationship, that marriage, to be successful. Sometimes that means you have to bite your tongue. Sometimes you have to back off. Sometimes lovingly sit down and discuss and clear the air. But if you maintain the objective, the goal, that you're there as an in-law to help that family member that you love and care for to be successful in that relationship, that's going to help you grow the relationship with the in-law. As I often jokingly say, any person that has the last name Law can be problematic, because it's not a relationship that you necessarily picked or selected or would have chosen. But now as a brother-in-law or sister-in-law, you're there and you have an opportunity to really demonstrate the love of Christ. This is a biblical spiritual test, I believe. It really does in your life and in mine. So let's talk about it. One thing you're doing that's helping create a healthy relationship with in-laws, or a question you have for me today. 888-888-1717 is the number, and we'll get to your calls here in a moment.
Hi, this is Amy with Intentional Living. I was asking folks, what is your worst in-law story?
They have this like very passive way of hating you, where it's not like they hate you at all, and that they perfectly like you, and you'll be sitting in the room and they'll be like, well, hello. And they'll give you this look like you're the dirtiest, horriblest person on the entire face of the planet and that you should just leave. But they don't actually say it. And it's probably worse than if they had actually told me that they didn't like me. But I just had to infer from their actions.
I had my first son and we were coming back from the hospital. And when I got home, I realized that my mother-in-law and my sister-in-law had cleaned my house. And I just burst into tears because my first thought was that she didn't think my house was clean enough. But in retrospect, and after lots of drama, I realized that it was just a blessing.
Boy, I thank you for sharing that. That's a reminder how we can misread we can put into another person's actions or comments, the overlay of our own bias or our own hang-ups, our own expectations, our own stuff. And that can create difficulty. Wouldn't it be nice if we had perfect communication? We could really just ultimately communicate. I guess I'd ask the question, when was the last time you sat down with an in-law relationship, an in-law, and talk about the relationship, talk about some issues, if that's possible, if it's a healthy thing to do? It certainly should be. We're talking today about in-laws, and by the way, this entire series, we've done a whole series on high-stake relationships, talking about in-laws for the next several days and how to build a strong, healthy relationship with in-laws. But we've also talked about the high-stake relationship of single parents, blended families, and coming up, adult children. We'll be talking about that relationship as well. And I'll mention a little bit later, but all of those are available on DVD for you. 3 hours of teaching on a very important topic. All right, let's go. We've got Tyler on the line in Michigan. Tyler, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's your comment or question?
I've been with my, I'm not married. I've been with my girlfriend for a little over 3 years now, and we know that our relationship is headed towards marriage. And I just have a little bit of insight on having a good relationship with your in-laws. What I've noticed is going back and forth, going through one another with your spiritual questions, you know, seeking advice, and obviously I go to her a lot, her mom a lot more than she comes to me because she's older and has more experience. But there's been times where she's been teaching a class and I'll bring up a challenging question that'll get us both to think. And that's great not only in our individual walks with Christ, but it also helps build that relationship between her and I.
Well, you know, communication is a key, and I like that, Tyler, in terms of, you know, you're discussing things because many times people have a different worldview. They'll see things differently. There's interesting things come up as we walk in Christ. We read Scripture to be able to talk about it and grow through it and stay healthy in sometimes disagreeing and learning from each other. It's a healthy, healthy process for sure. Tyler, in terms of your relationship or discussion with your fiancé's parents, when you have disagreements, how do you handle those, or don't you have disagreements?
We don't disagree. Disagree on things very often. When we do, it seems to be very minuscule and minute, and not a big issue.
Hmm.
We don't really disagree on the large topic.
So your worldviews are pretty similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is critical. All right, very good. Thank you, Tyler. God bless you. And I hope as you and your fiancé get married, you have a great marriage and a precious walk with Christ together. Remember, too, Genesis 2:24, leave and cleave, very important as you build that relationship with her. You're welcome to join in. By the way, the top 10 list of intentionals for in-law relationships, I shared the first one. Your job is to help your family member, the one you love, the one that made you that in-law, be successful. And whatever that you can do to contribute to that is your job and your opportunity to do that. But the top 10 list is available at our website by going to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com.
Earlier, we heard the worst in-law stories. Now, we've got the best.
My former father-in-law, Lyle, was a fellow who served in 3 wars. He was decorated as a teenager, and that stuff all sat in a shoebox. I'm sure he's proud of his accomplishments. He really typified the generation. They did what it needed to be done, did it well, and then got on with life. Lyle was a strong example simply by the way he lived his life.
Well, my mother and father-in-law were wonderful. They knew Christ long before I did. And they prayed me into the kingdom of God. And when I came to know Christ, I just bonded with my mother-in-law, more so than even my mom, because she didn't know Jesus. And they didn't have a daughter. They had 2 sons. So they treasured having a daughter, and I treasured having a mother and father-in-law who knew Jesus.
Isn't that good? Thank you for sharing that, Diana. What a precious lady Diana is. Appreciate you sharing that. You know, on this top 10 list of having healthy relationships with in-laws, Number two on that list was to maintain realistic expectations. You've heard me teach, either in a conference or here on the radio, that expectations, whenever the expectations are larger than reality, is always going to create some level of disappointment and sometimes distrust, disillusionment, and other forms of separation in a relationship. So have a realistic expectation about this in-law relationship. Not all people are the same. Not all people have the same view of the world. And sometimes as a result of getting married or having in a relationship where all of a sudden you're a brother-in-law or sister-in-law, you didn't ask for that. It wasn't your choice. It happens to you. It happens despite the relationship you may have with your brother or sister or what have you, that you have an opportunity now to really demonstrate the love of Christ in that relationship, which is a powerful thing. All right, here's a question from Nicole, listens in Arizona. Welcome, Nicole, to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call. What's your question?
My question was, I had an issue with my ex-mother-in-law, you know, thinking that people were against me and everything. And I'm back in a situation where it's healthier. I have myself more together. And, you know, I found myself. I kind of live by the serenity prayer every mm-hmm. day. That's what helped me, you know, get a lot better. And now while things have opened up for, not only for my daughter, but for myself too, to where that relationship with my ex-mother-in-law is actually growing and actually better.
Good.
But I have, you know, negative comments, you know, from my mom thinking that, oh, that's not a good idea. You know, maybe you shouldn't be talking to her still. And I think, you know, in the past, with the situation that happened in the past, I think, okay, you know, that was right, you know, but I had to distance myself from certain people to actually finally realize who is actually there for me. And now I'm in a state of mind where everything's going perfectly fine. So I just kind of wanted to, like, make sure, you know, get, like, a reassurance that.
Well, it says here on the screen, Nicole, that there's a granddaughter involved in this.
There is.
Your daughter, that's her grandmother.
That's her grandmother, exactly.
And your mother is opposed to having you have a relationship with your ex-mother-in-law or your daughter having that kind of relationship with the other grandma?
Right.
Is there any reason other than her feelings about her that would keep you from?
I think from the past situation, because I got out of a situation where there was drugs involved. I had a DCS case. And I went through classes. I did everything that I had to do, and I took that all the way to the fullest, and I accomplished everything. I finished everything. That case got closed. And now I feel like it's, you know, I'm a lot healthier, and, you know, and I feel like the relationship actually grew stronger for me and my ex-mother-in-law.
Yeah.
And when I tried to explain that to my mom, it's just like, no, you know, you need to realize how she did you in the past, and you know, this and that. And, you know, I can put myself in my mom's feet, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to hold grudges either against anybody.
Well, Nicole, let me jump in. I appreciate that. And we're not to. The Bible's very clear that we're to have forgiveness. But you also, as a parent, want to make sure that whatever the relationship is with grandparents or other in-laws or anyone, frankly, with your child is going to be healthy and safe and all of those things. And you're the one that needs to assess that. That's why I asked the question, what's the reason? If it's just a hang up, I didn't like them, didn't have the same worldview, we didn't get along, I didn't like things she said. Well, that's one thing. On the other hand, if there's issues that involve the authorities or if there's issues of concern for safety and so on, then obviously you have to take that into serious consideration with your kids. But I think the principle here, Nicole, is as you grow and you get healthier, that you get good counsel. Mom is one of the counselors in your life, and maybe you need to seek some help and counsel from others, people who are objective, to lay all the facts out, look at it, and make some decisions that would be healthy. On the whole, on the average, we have to make sure that our relationships are built in such a way that God is honored, that our relationships can be strengthened, keeping in mind that when it comes to these family relationships, there's always going to be levels of disagreement. but also taking into consideration, obviously, if there's reason not to have the relationship grow or to keep boundaries in place. Okay? All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let me go from Arizona. Let me go to New Mexico. Joanne is on the line. Joanne, welcome to Intentional Living. Hello, Joanne. Hello, Joanne. Hello. Are you there? There you go. I knew you were coming.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Randy. What's your comment today, Joanne?
You're talking about in-laws, and my mother.
Having trouble hearing you, Joanne. Are you on a?
Okay. No, let me check. Let me hold on. Give me a second.
Okay. Got to get the phone straight.
Can you hear me now?
There, I can hear you now.
Okay. Well, like I was just saying, my mother-in-law just passed away here this February, and just a beautiful lady. There's just no words that that can express how much love she had for her family, for her children, especially her grandchildren. And then, as a daughter-in-law, she had so much love for us. And the way I decided I wanted to learn how she treated people, and I wanted to start treating people like that, especially being a daughter-in-law and coming into a family. I want to be that same role model. Mm. So I'm a mother-in-law of two, and I'm hoping and I pray that I am the same kind of mother-in-law that I had.
What were a couple of the things that practical things she did or didn't do that made a difference?
When we would go and talk and stuff, or just talking to her, she always had good advice. She wasn't never throwing anything in her face or bad-mouthing. I never heard her bad-mouth any of my sister-in-laws or anybody like that. Mm-hmm. So to me, that spoke a lot of volume. I knew once I left that house, I knew I wasn't talked about and if it was probably in good tensions, this is what we talked about, or this is what we said and stuff like that. So to me, I just like, that's just what I want with my daughter-in-law and my son-in-law.
Yeah, she had your back.
And I just went, I want that same relationship. I hope I have it with them, but I just knew when my kids were going to get married, I said, the mother-in-law I have, I that's what I want to be. I want to be her, when it comes to in-laws, because I know I hear a lot of people talk about their mother-in-law and our son-in-law or daughter-in-law, and I'm like, wow. And I don't want that kind of relationship. Mm. I don't think we have one like that. I think it is a good relationship with my daughter-in-law and my son-in-law.
Well, good for you. That's a tribute. We're talking Ruth and Naomi. That's what we want, the kind of relationship. All right. Thank you for your call, Joanne. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
And God bless you.
Whether you're the daughter-in-law who can do no wrong or the interloper who married mom's baby boy, one of the points in the intentionals for your in-law relationships is maintain realistic expectations. If you have a difficult relationship with your in-laws, don't think that things will get better overnight. That is just one of the intentionals that will help you improve your relationship with your spouse's parents. Download your free copy at theintentionallife.com. Click on Inspiration, then click on Intentionals. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
So you're listening to Dr. Randy teaching on Intentional Living with Your In-Laws. And you say to yourself, I could really use some help in that relationship. Well, the good news is, today, when you become a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center, you'll receive that teaching along with three more in what Dr. Randy calls his high-stake relationship series on two DVDs. And every month, you'll continue to receive Dr. Randy's coaching CDs. Become a monthly partner today, and you'll not only get help for your relationships, but you'll ensure that others will hear the message of living an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Call during West Coast business hours, 1-888-888-1717, and press number 4. Or go online anytime to theintentionallife.com and click on Donate.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. Randy.
Thank you, Kurt. This is a big topic, a lot of calls, big issues. We're going to continue this series, by the way, tomorrow as I begin teaching on this high-stake relationship with in-laws over the next, 5 days we're going to focus on this topic. Be very helpful and very positive. It's available on DVD. I'll tell you more about that in just a couple minutes. I want to get back to calls, though, today. Suzanne is in California. Hi, Suzanne. Welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi there, Dr. Randy. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. What's your question?
I would like to know how I can approach my mother-in-law without offending her when I want to speak with her about something important and get her to understand without overreacting.
Is she a big overreactor?
She is 87 years old. Her husband just passed away, and she came to live with us.
Oh.
And we have had a pretty good relationship, but since she has moved in with us, we've gotten to know each other a little better. And I'm actually in the nursing field and work with senior citizens all the time, so I think I have a pretty good approach. I thought I did.
Yeah, but they're not related to you.
No, no. So that definitely has changed a lot of things, but I still honor and respect and have tried to approach her in a loving, kind manner.
Yeah, but what I hear, Suzanne, is a very loving, caring nurse. You want the best with your mother-in-law. She's living with you now, but there's some things that are bugging you that you want to talk about.
Yeah.
Bottom line, is there some things that are bothering you that need to be addressed now that she's living in the house with you?
Right. One thing, very important, she's not a Christian. And that has been a very sore subject. Matter of fact, sometimes we'll be in my car, and she has claimed she doesn't hear very well. But as soon as I have my Christian radio on, she says, "Turn that down. That's too loud."
She had a healing on her hearing when she hears Christian radio.
Like collective hearing.
Hey, now let me ask a question. Where is your husband in all this? Is he hiding out, or is he?
Yeah, that's a good word.
He's hiding out, yeah.
I heard on one commercial, is he her baby boy? Yes. He's actually, there's only two siblings, my husband and the sister. And we inherited her mostly because my husband, he's retired and he's with mom-in-law all day. And I work part-time, and when I get home, the magic begins.
Yeah. But see, what's going to happen, Suzanne, is this is going to move from a in-law problem to a marriage problem.
And it kind of has.
Yeah, and it will grow, because I've seen this over and over. My two cents on this one, Suzanne, is I would approach this more as a marriage issue between you and your husband as an in-law issue. Your mother-in-law is 87 years old. That's not young. And she's getting closer and closer to that day when the spiritual consequences of spiritual inaction are going to pay off here. And you really want her, I'm sure, to know Christ, to have a relationship. So you got this battle between want to care for her at the same time she's not a believer, creates tension in the home. Here's the bottom line. Your husband needs to step up. It's his mom. He needs to take the lead. And you need to get with your husband. I think the two of you sitting down, talking, praying, and being very clear on what are the specific issues. If mom's going to be here, that we're going to agree on, negotiate on, but your husband needs to take the lead with his mom. It's an uncomfortable thing. It's outside of his comfort zone if he's the baby boy and he doesn't want to do that. But bottom line, Suzanne, if mom is there and she's going to be with you and you have an opportunity to minister and care for her and you have the gift of doing that, you should not have to carry that burden, that load on your own to confront issues that need to be confronted. Because if you don't, it's going to create a marriage problem for you.
Hi, Dr. Randy. My name is Marie. I'm calling from Tennessee. I'm calling in response to the lady that said that she was going to be intentional in forgiving her daughter-in-law, and she just sounded so down and depressed. And I would like to let you know that 21 years ago, I married my husband, and my mother-in-law had very much the same attitude towards me. She thought I wasn't good enough for her son, and so on and so forth. And I was very intentional that one day we would have the same story as Ruth and Naomi, and I'm very happy to say that today we, in fact, do have that relationship, and it took a very long time, but she now loves me, and I love her, and it was through the intentional act of not letting her push me away and push me out of the family, trusting in God and going about living my daily life that made all the difference.
Great advice. Thank you. Real life examples and more to come in the days ahead as we begin this series on this high-stake relationship with in-laws. I hope you will join us and be listening. But right now, I want to invite you, as a listener of Intentional Living, as a person serious about your own life, wanting to live your life intentionally for Christ, I would ask you to come and be a part of the team here as a monthly member of the Intentional Living Center. And we're going to send you on a DVD about 3 hours of teaching on this topic having to do with in-laws, also on adult children, blended families, and single parents. And then each and every month you'll receive more of my coaching CDs to help you live intentionally in Christ as a way of encouraging you. All you have to do to join is make a decision how much you will share with the ministry every month. I'm challenging you to pray about $1 a day, $30 or $40 or $50 a month. That'd be a big help. And we're going to send out to you these resources to encourage you. Join today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Click on donate or call during West Coast business hours, 888-888-1717, and then press number 4, 888-888-1717. And if you have a thought on this today, I'd love to, you can share it after the program on our storyline. And join in that way, 888-888-1717, okay? Also, just a reminder, something very special coming up. Mark Schultz, award-winning Christian artist, and myself, we're teaming up. He's going to be singing, and I won't be. He's singing A Night of Music and Praise, and I get a chance to speak, and it's coming to Topeka, Kansas. Mark Schultz, A Night with Family Life Radio, a night to just have a great evening of learning and growing. Mark Schultz and myself, June 16th, a Friday night, June 16th, Topeka, Kansas. Information can be found by going to our website, theintentionallife.com. When you're there, you can find out about the events, and also you can get a free download on the top 10 list of intentionals for in-law relationships. Praying for you. Know it can be tough out there in life. Be intentional. Do the next right one thing. All right? See you next time.